What exactly the hospitality industry utilizing the environment, and what is the concern? What is the concern about the environment? Where exactly we need to focus to take care of our environment? Let's discuss about environmental sustainability. Environmental sustainability is the result of using resources so they satisfy the needs and wants of society, but are not damaged or depleted and are available to future generations. What exactly will happen is we need to take the natural resources to satisfy ourselves and to satisfy our customer. At the same time, we are not supposed to damage the environmental for the future generations. So let's discuss briefly about this, what exactly that environmental sustainability. Three contexts are there in a sustainability can be thrown out about the three contexts. One is the social sustainability, the second is economical sustainability, the third is environmental sustainability. These are the sustainabilities which we need to take care in hospitality industry. Waste management includes their each sector of the hospitality industry can improve their waste management techniques from using and dispose of food responsibility. Food and beverage sector. The same time the waste management includes of the transportation, processing and recycling and collection and disposal material. This is the process for the waste management. I will give you one small example for the waste management, how the hospitality industry has to take care of the waste management. Whatever the waste water is coming, if you can recycle that water and can be used for your flushes. And I will give you one small example, whatever the linen you are using, if you are able to use for wiping of plates, crockery and cutlery, so you are reusing your linen for another purpose. So that way, whatever the waste you are generating, if you are able to recycle and if you are able to reuse, then things will move in a hospitality industry. That is the reason waste management has a very important role in a hospitality industry. Energy use and efficiency. Whatever the energy we are getting, like fuel, electricity, whatever the energy, let's discuss briefly. But one thing I want to say, whatever the energy you are getting, if you are not utilizing, if you are not optimizing your energy levels, so what exactly will happen is end of the day you are exhausting all energy factors and all. So what exactly that efficiency of the energy, what are the factors are there, how to control that energy, let's discuss briefly about this factor. So the reduction in the use of energy is another way to hospitality industry can practice sustainability. Simple tasks such as changing from traditional light bulb to energy efficient bulb. So what exactly we are talking here is whatever the electricity you are using, obviously you are paying bill, but you need to save the energy levels also. For that, whatever the consumption traditional bulbs are using, the same time if you are able to replace with the LED bulbs, the consumption of electricity will be lower. Consumption of electricity would be lower. At the same time, for example, if I say daytime, if you are able to switch off few lights, so you are reducing your electricity consumption. And sometimes whatever the machinery equipments you do have, if you are not using that, if you power off that equipments, so you are able to reduce that energy levels. Nowadays the hospitality industry is came up with the water levels also, water level savings also, which we are discussing further. Resource use efficiency, resource such as plastic, paper and wood source maximum to improve environment sustainability. What exactly will happen, the plastic and paper and wood, is you can recycle these kind of things and you can come up with another products. For example, reuse, recycle and treat waste that cannot be avoided to make it less hazards and reduce the volume. Whatever the cans you are using, whatever the glass bottles are using, if you are able to recycle and if you are able to reuse, so you are taking care of the environment. Water resource management, which we have discussed. Let me discuss about the water resource management. Whatever the water we are getting, you may say, I am using the water, I'll pay the bill. Not like that. This is also one kind of energy. This is also one kind of natural resource. You need to take care of that water resource also. One thing is, whatever the waste water is there, if you are able to recycle and reuse that, that is the one saving which you cannot do. Nowadays, even in toilets, whatever the flush we are using, the buttons we are changing, and the flush level of the water, whatever it throws, we are reducing that one also. And what we have observed is in many hotels, whatever the water is going through taps, if you are able to control the taps, whatever the water is coming out, you may reduce that. You may reduce that water consumption. This is approximately this is 16% of the business daily water usage if you are able to take care of the water consumptions also. Recycle and reuse. This is very important factor. Whatever the wastage is coming, like, you know, plastic, like cloths, like water bottles, like glass bottles, if you are able to recycle and reuse, and you are taking care of the environmental sustainability as well. Green hospitality. What exactly the green hospitality? Green refers to practice consider environmentally responsible, because they reduce our ecological footprint and demand of natural resources and ecosystem. You need to take care of the ecosystem instead of going for the plastic. If you are able to come with the green, then things will move ahead, and whatever the environmental sustainability is there can be taken care with this green hospitality. Fuel management. Let's discuss about the fuel management. One way, even fuel also, like kind of the energy, only it gives the energy. If you are able to take care of the fuel, obviously your economical sustainability will be improved. How exactly the fuel management works is real-time quantity via dedicated fuel sensors. What will happen is if your equipment is running with the fuel, one kind of sensor would be there. It takes care of the fuel adoption part. And the same time, real time usage of information. For example, one equipment is there that ideal consumption is per hour 1 liter, and or your actual consumption is 1.5 liter, so your 1.5 liter of the fuel is going for the extra consumption. That way your maintenance engineer can tally, and he can reduce the fuel consumption also. And the differential notification, fuel notifications and reports, consumption report via management systems, which we have discussed. Now whatever the management system is will can show you that ideal consumption, and the same time you have the actual consumption, you can compare and you can identify the things in the same manner. You can reduce the fuel consumptions also. Connecting to genset controllers, and the same time operator gen, running status, faulty status. What will happen with the faulty status of the machines? They might consume more fuel. That is the reason every day you need to take care of the maintenance checklist and follow up schedule also. The same time calculating running hours and service management. What is the equipment, how many hours it has to run? If you are able to justify and identify that, your fuel consumption would be reduced. And fuel management part 2 is service management, energy consumption optional, and the same time measuring and displaying the current and amps from the generator and the main line, measuring and display battery voltage, automatic operation according to the preferred event, transfer critical data to control center. What will happen is you will come to know whatever the machinery you are using, what kind of electricity is giving back. If you are identify that if it is a faulty machine, that consumption will be very high, so the consumption can be rectified, that whatever the consumption can be rectified, and it can come to ideal level as well. Water management to take care of the water consumption. But whenever you say water management, there are few factors are involved to take care of your water management. If your plumbing fixtures are not proper, it may leak somewhere and your water may go waste. The same time your landscaping and laundry, if whatever the laundry machines are using, if you are consuming more water, your laundry machines are not equipped properly, if it is consuming more water, so your water consumption is very high. The same time whatever the bathrooms we have discussed in toilets, whatever the taps are using, if it is dispensing more water, your optimizing water usage will increase. So you need to take care of your bathrooms also. The same time swimming pool, what kind of swimming pool you have and how many times you are rotating the water, that is also very important factor, because the majority of the water can be used in swimming pools also. And what kind of ground and kitchen and housekeeping. Kitchen, obviously kitchen people, they use the water for the dishwash area and the same time cooking the food also. If the machinery, the dishwashing machineries are not proper, if it is not optimizing properly, it may take more water. And housekeeping, obviously they use for the cleaning purpose and washing the clothes, everything. And so if the machines are equipped properly, that water management can be taken care. Let's discuss about the waste management. There is a small process is there for the waste management. What exactly the process, And how to dispose the waste also, let's discuss it. There is a color code different types of the waste. One is green, paper and compost. Because what exactly will happen is if you mix plastic, if you mix clothes and if you mix paper, if you mix the food products and whatever the waste is there, you are not able to recycle and reuse the same. It may get spoiled also. That is the reason that bins will be differentiated, the sticker will be differentiated, the ideal stickers and what exactly we use in industry. Let's discuss. There is a green sticker would be there in the dust with paper and cardboards we need to go. There is a blue sticker is there, the plastic wastage need to go. And there is a brown sticker is there, food waste for the composting has to go. And the same time, black sticker is there, general mixed waste has to go. Collect in clear plastic bags to ensure that the waste is segregated correctly. So I mean to say, one dustbin is there, whatever the waste is there, you are throwing it, and later on you are dividing the waste. It may consume the time, it may take your man hours more. So before that only, if you make a process that you divided that waste bins as a green, blue, brown and black, the wastage will be this separated, then waste management can be processed. Uses of ergonomics. What exactly will happen is whatever the human are working on the machines, if they are able to skilled, if they are able to practice that working style, so the energy level, the man hours, whatever we are using can be reduced. So skill level you required to utilize that equipment and all. That is the main important factor. Thank you.